Good morning, everyone, and welcome into another episode of the Troy Farkas Show, a podcast that is not about me. It is about all of us. The 20s are a crucial time in our lives, and on this show, we navigate the highs and lows of early adulthood together. I hope you all had a great weekend. Thank you again for joining me. I'm talking to you on Sunday morning today because I'm going to be in transit once again today. I'm leaving Mesa, Arizona. Been here the last 2 weeks. Great time. Shout out to my dad. Shout out to all the people that I've seen, new friends that I've made in this time here. Off to California. I've got some relatives in Cali. Going to be there for 4 or 5 days. Going to do a little day trip to San Diego. Going to be in Orange County. Going to go to Laguna Beach. Going to do a bunch of fun things. Enjoy the weather. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the vibes. And then I'm going to go to Oregon on Friday. Going to go to Bend, Oregon. Going to see good old Matt Woodworth there on the podcast earlier this year. One of the most listened to episodes. One of the most popular. One of my favorite. Going to go hang out with Matt. Do some hiking, some brewery attending, some coffee shop hanging out in, and we'll have a great time. Then I'm going to go to Portland for a couple of days. Then I'm going to fly back to the Northeast, Boston. Then I'm going to go camping in New Hampshire. Then I'm going to spend that some more time in Boston. Then probably going to go to Connecticut, then to New York. And then who the fuck knows what happens beyond June 30th with my life. But it's fun. It's exciting. Things are happening. Things are moving. And this is the difference between the 2.5 months in Colorado is that I'm going to all these places because I have connections in all these places. So I don't feel so alone. As I've said before, traveling can be, when you're traveling solo, it can be a lonely process. It can be like, what am I doing with my life? There's so much doubt. There's so much when you're left so much to your own thoughts and your own mind, you can just go crazy. I certainly was guilty of that in Colorado. So I'm super happy that I'm going around seeing all these people, doing things with people, learning about the world through these people, and knocking some things off the bucket list. That's what all this has been about. So I hope all of you guys had a great weekend, that you did what you loved, that you got outside, that you got together with friends, had great conversation, or maybe just chilled, maybe just relaxed a bit. That's really important. And I hope you guys all got the chance to do that. Today's essay is a topic that, again, will sound kind of morbid to you. I promise I do not mean it to appear in that way. It is just a dose of reality. And I want to open up your minds to this thought that life is short. This is certainly eminent in the way that I approach my everyday life because I realize that I can be gone tomorrow. So I want to do as much shit as I can today to ensure that when that moment comes, when I'm on my deathbed or whatever, that I can say that I lived a good life, that I did what I wanted to do, and that I was with who I wanted to be with, and that I was where I wanted to be doing what I wanted to be doing. So it's really important to live life to the fullest. And it's also really important to realize that all of this stuff that we freak out about, that we talk about on this podcast, it may seem like it's the entire world, but truly none of it matters. So this essay is called Nothing Matters. Realize this and your life will change. It is over on the website, thetroyfarkasshow.com. If you want to read it and keep it and share it with friends, whatever, it's over there. But here we go. And I'll talk to you on the back end. Let me break this reality to you. You don't matter. Neither do I. And once you accept this, your life will change. Take a look at the star-filled sky on a clear night. Those stars, tens of millions of miles away from you, light up the sky that you see and the sky that someone in Australia sees. We are so small next to that vastness, our day-to-day priorities so minuscule when compared to the responsibility of lighting up the world. Now, how about the mountains you drive by on the way to work every day? Millions of years ago, something beyond comprehension happened in the Earth's core that formed those. Now imagine a world without the highways and the restaurants and the shopping malls. Instead, picture lines of forest covering all that land. Go ahead. I'll give you a moment to visualize it. Do you see it? That's what the planet looked like for most of its existence. Do you see just how small you are? You're a speck of dust on this planet. In the history of this Earth, your lifetime is nothing. Nothing we do matters. No accomplishments of ours will stand the test of time. None of our possessions will make it to museums. One day, we will all meet the same fate. And then we become nothing once more. Why do you care what others think of you? The people you want to impress also mean nothing. Why are you staying in a job you don't enjoy? Why are you freaking out about this and worrying about that? It's all so small, so meaningless, and it's the most freeing thought in the world. Because once you get it, you'll stop caring. You'll live how you want to, because you'll understand this is your one life, your one brief moment on this earth, and that you need to make the most of it. That is what really matters. Again, I don't mean this to be a morbid topic. I don't mean it to be that way at all. I mean it to be freeing. Once you realize that none of this stuff matters, that it is all so small, that when I say this thing, like look up at the stars and just see how small you are. I once read a book, Tim Ferriss, who said he called it star therapy. Just look up at the stars whenever you're feeling some type of way, whenever you're down in your feelings, just look up at the stars. Look up at that vastness of the sky. Put yourself in this situation where you realize that someone else could be feeling the exact same things that you are feeling in New Zealand and is looking up at the same sky that you are. And it is just this thought that goes through your mind, this feeling of awe, of wonderment. Wow, I am so small compared to that. And that is such a freeing thing. Once you realize how small you are and how much that you really don't matter, it is freeing. It allows you to live your life in a completely different way, in a much more carefree way, which is the best way for all of us to live. This way of thought was first introduced to me, like many things, as I mentioned on the pod before, the fall 2016, when I studied abroad in Scotland. I had a great friend there. Shout out to Sasha, my guy Sasha, down in Virginia right now. And he basically said this thing where none of this matters. We're all going to die anyway. And at this point in my life, I'm super serious about everything. When he said this to me, super serious about everything. I have to graduate college in 3 years. I have to get a job, a good job. I have to grind. I have to prove myself, all of these things so that I can make it in the world, right? And when he said this to me, listen, like none of this matters. I said, what are you doing? Of course it matters. Everything matters. What are you talking about? That's such a dumb way to approach the world. But then as I thought about it more and as I've gotten older, I frequently look back on that conversation and think, dude, he's absolutely right. None of this matters. Absolutely none of it. And the sooner you realize that, the more free you will be, the more that you won't hang on to dumb relationships, the more that you won't care what other people think of you, the more that you won't stress out about all the small stuff that we do, about not being able to pay a bill on time. Okay, it's a little late. About an investment gone wrong, about what you're going to get for dinner that night, about a workout that you missed, about a project at work that you messed up on, about a text message that you sent to the wrong person. All these things that we freak out about, it doesn't fucking matter. And the sooner you realize that, I'm telling you, your life will change. It is not a morbid thought whatsoever. It is a freeing thought. And I hope that you guys can incorporate that into your daily lives, because I have been doing that over the last couple months, really since I left ESPN, since I left Connecticut, was forced to think for myself and view the world in a new way. I'm just so go with the flow right now. And yes, this is not a perfect lifestyle that I'm living right now. Things are not perfect. Things are not glamorous, but it is such a freer one. And I'm not trapped in my own mind all the time because I'm worried about my bosses and I'm worried about this and that. It's freeing. Nothing matters. The sooner you realize that, your life will change. Again, over on the TroyFarkerShow.com if you want to read it. Also got a great archive of episodes, other blog posts. I've got blogs every Friday, a key takeaway from the Thursday conversation on the podcast that I have. Coming up this Thursday, an interview with a blue checkmark person, someone that I have looked up to for a number of years, someone who impresses me, a 28-year-old stud. You will find out who that is later in the week. But until then, I hope you all have a great week, that you get outside, that you look up at the sky and see how amazing the stars are and realize how small you are. I had this similar realization when I was in the Grand Canyon a couple weeks ago, trying to comprehend this incredible structure, this incredible wonder of the world that it is. And I just realized, dude, this is beyond comprehension. You will never understand how this was put together. Yes, okay, the Colorado River carved it out over a 6-million-year process. But what does that mean? The sooner you detach from what you don't know and what you can't understand, again, the more free that you will be. So I hope you incorporate that again into your life this week. If you like today's episode or any of the other episodes that we do, head on over to Apple Podcasts, leave the Troy Farkas Show a 5-star review, tell a friend you love the show so that we can take this thing to the moon. Thank you guys. Have a great week. Talk to you then.